Hello and welcome to the Bloom Strong podcast. My name is Elizabeth Critton with Bloom Strong Ministries. The Lord has asked me to speak to the hearts and souls of women, to invite them into deeper intimacy with their Heavenly Father and the perfect lover of their soul, to embrace the fullness of life with Him and walk in the entirety of the freedom and joy that life of abiding with the Lord offers. I hope that you feel that fully from this place, this space, and anything that you get from Bloom Strong Ministries. I hope that it blesses your life, and I hope that the overflow of this content draws you to linger in His presence, spend more time in His Word, and build a community that blesses your heart and your mind and your soul and your body. Today I wanted to read Song of Songs 2 in the Passion Translation, starting at verse 14, where the Bridegroom King says, "Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice in prayer. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship. For they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I've planted within you. Will you catch them and remove them for me? We will do it together." So the Lord's really been highlighting a lot to me about how to catch the troubling foxes that steal from our budding vineyard of love, and how to partner with Him in exposing those things that are hidden deep within our hearts that keep us out of our true identity of His beloved, always operating in belovedness. And I just want to paint a vision of something I've noticed about myself as I make choices throughout my day, or sometimes I'll make excuses and compromise in some silly way. And whenever I do that, I exchange the birthright of my belovedness as His beloved, as His bride, as His royal daughter, and I'm partnering instead with a victim mentality. And then I compromise in, maybe it's a small thing that I just know isn't His best for me. But I've stood in this place for quite some time, for those of you that have been with me in this journey of, you know, "I'm going to stay here, Lord, until you give me the fullness of what you're doing behind the scenes. What are you doing to help me partner with you to clean out those little foxes that get in?" And so He's been so faithful to do that. And I'll tell you what, sometimes He lets me sit in a season with a revelation, and He'll make me stay there until I know that I know that I know it for truth. And I feel so blessed that His timing's perfect. And just like anyone, I get impatient too, being like, "Okay, Lord, I get it. Can you give me the next thing?" And He wants us to just be soaked and saturated and just smelling, you know, the fragrance of Him. And so He is faithful, and so we just have to be grateful for those seasons where He just lets us soak up what He's doing until we are fragrant with the truth, and then He's like, "You're ready for more." So I want to get into how to stay in that beloved royal identity place and some things that the Lord's given me. So something the Lord's been highlighting to me is the difference between contentment and overfilling or overconsuming or overstimulating, right? Because we are so blessed to live in a country where we can have anything we want. We always have food in our fridge and our cupboards. We have information. We could learn constantly. We can have our minds stimulated constantly. We could buy pretty much anything we want to, right? Like, we're so very, very blessed. We have ample supply of clean water. And We're very, very, very blessed. But often we just get used to it. We take it for granted. And it's just in our human nature to stuff ourselves full. But the Lord's been showing me that when you deny yourself and leave room for Him, it's the best place to be. Because if we can feel not completely satisfied by outside sources or other things we're consuming, and still feel that yearning longing for Him, we are moldable clay in His hands. We are leaving room for Him to come in and just infuse us with His Holy Spirit, to drink from Him, to just get a fresh outpouring from Him. But what does that look like, right? So He actually gave me a vision I wanted to share with you. And if you imagine your soul, your heart, your mind, your temple, as a garden, He planted seeds that were unique and specific for you, the call that He has on your life, the plans and the things that the plans and purposes He put inside of you are going to do to glorify His kingdom, the things He put in you to enrich and add value in relationships that you'd be called to steward. And those things can grow in your budding vineyard of love. And they're big, beautiful things. And in heaven, He has written about the fullness, the full mature fruit that grows from your budding vineyard of love, right? With your life with the Lord. So He gave me a vision of when we overfill with other things and we don't leave room for Him, it fills that budding vineyard of love with a whole bunch of underbrush. So we're from the Pacific Northwest, and you guys, if you're from here, you are familiar with blackberry bushes, and they just take over, and it's really hard for things to grow up and through that stuff, and they're hard to get rid of, and it's like, they're great, like we love blackberries, right? But there may be other things that are trying to grow underneath there. So if you imagine your garden that has these great fruit trees growing, but then there's all this underbrush growing in, think of how easy it would be for little foxes to hide in the blackberry bushes or in the underbrush. Now, I want you to think of partnering with the Lord like eagles, soaring like eagles above your garden and having that eagle eye view that He gives you to be able to see where those foxes are hiding. And at first I had a vision of one eagle, but then He was like, no, it's two, because we're going to do this together. And I thought, wow, how can I see where these foxes are with all of this underbrush? And He's like, that's right. And He was like, will you leave some room for Me? And He gave me a vision of when we leave room for Him and we don't completely satisfy our fleshy desires, our soul-led desires, it's like He can take a torch and just burn the underbrush to make room so that we can expose and remove those troubling foxes. And so in the footnotes in the Passion Translation, it talks about the troubling foxes being slight compromises. But I also would say that those little troubling foxes could be unhealed pain or unmet needs that are covered up and not able to be healed because of our human nature and our flesh and our soul going in and trying to get our needs met by other things that actually just keep us unhealed. And how do we do that, right? Like, how do we feel like, okay, I want to leave room for You, but we don't want to should on ourselves. We don't want to do it just because we should. We want to do it because we have a full understanding of who we are, what we have, and our heart positions in the right place. And He showed me that having a heart of gratitude is going to light the flame of the torch, which is going to lead us into just feeling full already, but still in need and in desperation of more of Him. And then contentment keeps that flame lit. This brings us to a place of humility, which spreads that fire to other people and paints a vision of, oh my goodness, the good fruit is now able to grow because I'm in reliance on God. He's healing my heart. We're catching these troubled boxes together. We're removing them. And sometimes it's hard, right? Like, I'm not saying this is super easy to do, because some of the fruit you might not see in for a while until there's time that and space that you've given the Lord to make room and to breathe new life in and to resurrect the things that have been hidden underneath the dirt, underneath the underbrush. But what happens, right, when we're doing something that's in opposition to our flesh or our soul or just our old ways, right? Because even our brains are created to have pathways. When we've done something a certain way for so long, it's really challenging. It can feel really hard in our strength. And so breathing, what happens when a fire is about to go out and we blow on that flame gently? The fire rises up again. So in faith and in worship, we can blow on that flame and say, I give you space, God. Resurrect the dead things. Allow more room for the mature things to grow and to bear fruit we've never bared before. I want the fullness of what you've dreamt up about me. I am your poema. I am your masterpiece. And so faith is the breath that keeps us burning. And isn't it awesome that in that scripture, right before he says, catch the troubling foxes, he talks about her heart position of being worshipful and prayerful. So let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and how lovely your voice in prayer. Boom, match lit, torch on fire. You must catch the troubling foxes, right? And so when we feel like, okay, like I do, God, I wanna give this area of my life to you. I don't want to keep doing the things I've always done. I want more of you. I want to exchange the things that I used to do for more of you. I want to lay it down, but I can't do it in my own strength. He says, worship me. Praise me. Pray to me. I'll light the flame. I'm going to change your heart position. What if that's the heart position that we lived in forever, right? So God is just so faithful. He's so good. He wants to give you that eagle eye view that has a soul that isn't cluttered with underbrush so that he can heal you and you guys can pluck out those little foxes that are actually stunting the fruit that he planned so long ago to mature in you, not only for you and him, but also for others. And there's been things that haven't even been able to be like unleashed or unlocked yet because they've been covered with underbrush. They haven't been able to rise up. And so there's new things that the Lord will do. So his proposal to you from this is, will you leave a little room for me? Just to add other keys to back that grateful heart position that we can live in all the time. It's so important to keep your thoughts captive. Philippians 4, we'll start at 6. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Follow the example of all that we have imparted to you, and the God of peace will be with you in all things. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it talks about Paul's thorn, where he says, but he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So I'm not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. So I think that anyone could read this verse right here. And in this case, he says, for when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side, when he faces persecution because of his love for Christ, it could be anything, anything that challenges your flesh, anything that is opposing your true identity, whether it's something that you're doing or not doing because you're set apart for holiness, you can be made stronger and that weakness becomes a portal to God's power. As I was processing everything the Lord was teaching me through this time, like, he's so faithful. I feel so very loved by him that he reveals such depth and understanding about these things, and I'm so grateful. But one of the ways that I get to kind of dance with him and converse with him about these things and just rejoice about new revelation is through poetry. And so I just want to read a poem that he gave me, and I hope it helps your heart as you may be feeling led by love into leaving room for him. And so I would title this poem, Will You Leave Room for Me? When I look within your heart, a garden in you, I see all the things that make you you, and there's still room for me. I planted the seed so long ago. It's my joy to watch you bloom. It's the perfect place for us to meet. Thank you for leaving me room. Most fill up on other things, the things that fleet and kill. Then there is no room for me, but I am the one who can fill. Although you can have anything, will you think of me, your groom? I will give you lasting love if you just give me a little room. A little room to want for me, a little room to burn, a little room to be brought low. I am the reason you yearn. Father God, we just thank you that you are always working in the waiting. We thank you for your passionate desire to not only heal us and remove the troubling foxes and the compromises and the clutter from our hearts and minds and lives, God, but you want to see the fullness of what you dreamt up for us so long ago before we were formed in our mother's womb. So we just say yes to partnering with you in what you're doing. Just thank you, Father God, that you want to see new things resurrected in our garden of our budding vineyard of love with you, God. And those things are going to bear new fruit, and other things are going to bear even more mature fruit to the fullness of what you dreamt up and spoke out when you breathed us into existence, God. And so we just thank you for the times where we leave room for you, Father God. We thank you for highlighting places and areas in our lives where we're stuffing ourselves full and we're leaving hiding places for the little foxes to keep us wounded and our fruit immature and stunted, God. And so we just say yes to having a grateful heart, to having you light that torch from gratitude, leading us into contentment, keeping the fire burning and keeping us breathing and believing in hope and faith that lets that flame just keep burning and cleaning out the clutter, God. And so we thank you for this revelation, Father God. I thank you for speaking individually and uniquely to these women through your word today, Father God, that you give them divine revelation just straight from your heart to them. And we love you so much. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you're for us and that you're a passionate pursuer and lover. And you're so faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope and pray that this episode blessed your life, stirred the waters of your soul, and fanned the flame of desire that the Lord put within you for deeper intimacy with Him and maturity in growing in the truth of who He is, who you are in Him, and the fullness of what He has for you here on earth. If you feel called to partner with us financially by tithing into our ministry, our website is www.bloomstrongministries.org, where you can make a donation either one time or recurring on our website.